I'm not negotiating.
No, the question is, if they come up with what you want, will you send the vetoes still? That was the question.
Yes, I'm going to send the vetoes.
Do you plan to do all 6,900 today?
I don't think I can do all 6,900 today unless you'd like to come in and help me.
So what's next then? Is the budget over if you send the vetoes and you don't negotiate?
Listen, there is always there are always future events that I don't know. But I've been sitting here for 3 months asking for an understanding about the Higher Education Empowerment Act and property taxes and that kind of thing. So, you know, engaging in speculation is something that I'm just not willing to do right now. I am vetoing, and at some point, if the legislature takes some other course after this process is done, we can address that other course. But I am in a process of, unfortunately, doing something that is very hard for me to do, vetoing a number of programs that aren't pork, that really do help people in these very difficult times, but we're having to do it because we don't have the money for it. Because they didn't pass a revenue bill, we are now $1 billion in deficit, not even counting the Medicaid money that we would lose. So that would make us $2 billion in deficit. And in that regard, I can restore about $500 million by vetoing this spending and practicing some fiscal discipline. And obviously, if they don't agree, I'm going to have to practice more. I'm focused right now on those issues.
Thank you, Governor. Guys, we're going to get started with the vetoes now. So.